Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Sierra, discover top workout gear at incredible prices, which might lead to another discovery. Your headphones haven't been connected this whole time. Awkward. Discover top brands at unexpectedly low prices. Sierra, let's get moving.
Can't get enough of the fan in the morning?
Shown up.
Because this is nothing like that.
Working.
Al and Jerry are here with stories they'd never get to cover on the morning show.
Very sexy robot.
Hey, look at that pig.
Shenanigans.
Naked yoga.
My mother had a bad experience with these goats.
Let's hump the fence.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
All right, podcast time. No Jerry today, so I've got Eddie Scazzeri with me. Good morning, Eddie.
Hello, podcast people and YouTube person.
So this is interesting because I had planned on doing this topic with Jerry before I knew even that Jerry was out. But this is actually probably even more fitting for you.
Okay.
A thing happened had to be earlier this week that involved also Sean Marash got in the mix on this. And it involved John Boy Media, who does Sean Marash works with them doing the Talking Giants podcast.
Okay.
They do Talking Yankees. They're what we call a new media company. They do podcasts and this sort of thing. So they had posted on Twitter that they posted this, the Talking Giants podcast. We are looking for an intern for the off season. Help us cover free agency, the draft, and more. Former intern Julian set a high bar. Come hang out with me in New York City. So when people clicked on the job description, there's a link to apply. It is an unpaid internship.
Okay.
People went nuts that it was an unpaid internship. So people are going, I'm going to read just some of the reaction on Twitter they got. You're exactly the reason why people regret wanting to work in sports. An unpaid internship in person in New York City? Using an intern to help you make a profit and not giving them a paycheck is insane. unpaid? That's a sad look. This is so nasty. Not paying people in this economy? To which Sean Marash could not believe. You know, Sean Marash, a guy who came up through the WFAN internship program.
Unpaid.
Unpaid. Now, over the years, you used to run for many years. You ran the internship program here. When we were owned by CBS, if I believe I have this correctly, that somebody sued CBS Television for agreeing to do an unpaid internship and then suing them for not getting paid.
Mm-hmm.
To which CBS, which was owning us at the time, decided, okay, we have to now do paid internships. And then that got taken away from you. Somebody more corporate was doing
yes.
it. Now, the issue here is that, like, okay, well, just when you hear this response now, it's 2026. What are your thoughts in these responses to the unpaid internship in this economy in 2026?
I certainly understand why things have changed. The WFA internship was never one that relied on our interns to get work done, where if the interns weren't there, we were in trouble. That was never the case. The interns were a supplement. They helped us for sure, but they also learned, and many of our part-time and then full-time and now host, they were former interns.
They all came up through the internship program.
Now, of course, that's a small percentage of the total number of interns, but still, it's, you know, it's a better percentage than like college basketball players making the NBA, that's for sure. If you look around our staff, it is, you know, past and present, is littered with former interns. So I believe our internship was beneficial for us and for them. And really not because of the work they did when they were interns. It was beneficial for us because it was an employee screening program for us. So, and we got a 3-month look at someone to see if they were going to be good employees or could be good employees. And the interns did get college credit, and they got the experience and hopefully the fun of working here. But there were other companies, not even necessarily in media, other companies in other industries that they really used their interns as employees during the summertime, especially for summer vacation filling.
Where they were working a shift that would have gone to somebody who was paid.
Right. Or they were doing work that was, you know, sort of necessary for that company to make it through when their other employees were not there. And that is abuse, in my opinion. We never did that. If our intern didn't show up for a shift, it didn't affect us, didn't affect our product at all. We only had one intern per shift. So it wasn't like, you know, we needed 5 kids here or whatever. And that also, I thought having one per shift created an environment because everybody's personality was different. So if you had a type A personality, real go-getter, who could potentially dominate someone who had a meeker personality or a more quiet person, I didn't want that quieter person to be dominated and, you know, be invisible compared to the stronger personality. But I do understand because of the abuses, not any sexual abuse, just, you know, sort of working them and making them do all this critical work for whatever company it is. I understand why it sort of came to a head and was, and really it's, you know, stopped being a thing, unpaid internships. And when you add in an internship in Manhattan with the congestion pricing, if you're going to drive, or just the commuting cost and the time involved in commuting into New York City, unless you live in Manhattan, it's substantial. So I am much like with the college athletes now, and it's really the pendulum that has seemingly has swung too far to the other side, but with this NIL now, I thought for years that, you know, college athletes should have been paid above and beyond their tuition, which is, you know, substantial amount of money for some of these schools, the tuition. But still, the amount of revenue that the college football and basketball generate, you know, they deserve a piece of that. So I understand it, and I do support the way things have evolved and changed.
Now, one of the things I always think about, the difference between when you were running the internship program when it was unpaid and now that there are paid internships, it felt like there were a lot more interns at the radio station.
Yes.
And now, because they're paid, that number of opportunities for people to get some experience has dwindled down because we can't have as many people getting paid as we could have not getting paid. So to get your foot in the door somewhere, your opportunities have shrunk because of having to pay interns.
Yeah, absolutely. That's one factor, yes. And also because when corporate took over, at least for us, my internship program was set up where, say, in the summertime when kids are not in school, and so can work an overnight shift and or a weekend shift. I had it set up to where there were four shifts every day, midnight to 6 a.m., 6 a.m. to noon, noon to 6 p.m., 6 p.m. to midnight. And there was one intern in each shift, you know, all 7 days.
And they rotated?
Well, no, they had a schedule based on if they had a part-time job or whatever they were doing, which I kind of coordinated. And they had a schedule. These are your three shifts for the summer. And I tried to give everybody either a weekend or an overnight, and then a daytime shift, either morning or afternoon, to sort of see the place when, you know, there were, you know, the full staff was here.
The bigger shows.
Yeah, and also, like, just the whole environment, like with sales, not that sales comes in anymore, but you know what I mean. And see the whole station working in the daytime hours, and then also an evening shift or a afternoon shift on the weekends when the editing was there was a lot more editing to do, so opportunity to learn. In the overnight shift, I would have them sit in with the producer board op and screen calls, and learn how to screen calls, and learn how to maybe even run the board if they were showed an interest in that. So I think they did get a lot out of it. And because of, I brought in 10 interns. I brought in 9 programming and 1 production intern in the summer. So that's 10. And in the spring and the fall, I didn't have overnight shifts, but I was still able to bring in 7 programming and 1 production intern, which is a little different, but still it was a valuable internship. So I had 26 interns a year.
Wow.
And now I think we have 3 in the summer only.
Yeah. And so it goes from 26 to 3.
And the reason I had them work weekends and overnights is because that's what, you know, ground floor radio is. That's where you're going to start working holidays and weekends and overnights. So to show them what it was really like. But now it's just the 3 kids, and it shifts all during like business hours, which is not reality for our business.
Right. That's not what you could expect if you got a job.
Correct. But when corporate took over, that's what they decided to do, is just have it all be these shifts during the daytime. And in my view, the way it was much more valuable than what it has become is for the kids themselves in terms of learning and doing things. But that's just one old man's opinion.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
I did see one interesting, you know, Sean Marash was going back and forth with people about this. Sean came through the internship program unpaid and talked about his struggles of getting here and doing all that.
As did I.
But also as that is part of your initiation into the business in a way, right? So if you're willing to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But I did see one responder to Sean, I don't have his name, there may have been others like him, but said something to the fact that I thought was interesting, that unpaid internships make it so that somebody who is economically challenged, per se, they can't participate because if their family doesn't have the money to support them commuting in and out of New York,
mm-hmm.
and spending that time making no money when they might have to spend that time making money mm-hmm. to live, that puts people at a different economic level at a disadvantage.
It for sure, I understand that totally, which is why I only had them work 18 hours a week, and some of it was overnight and weekends. So theoretically, and I would work with the kids, like, you know, if they're doing a part-time job during the summer, you know, to make money, that they still had, in my opinion, ample opportunity to do that. So, you know, and you also are dealing with students because they had to get college credit. It wasn't that anybody without any that wasn't going to college was going to apply. So you're already, just by the fact that they had to get college credit, you're dealing with someone who can afford to go to college, even with student loans or what have you. So perhaps I was drawing from a higher socioeconomic group to begin with, since it wasn't
right.
open to non-college students because it was unpaid and they had to get something for it, and that was the college credit.
So what's interesting with that is not only were the internships unpaid, you had to pay to get the college credit. You had to pay your college for those credits,
yes.
right, as part of the internship.
I would guess you
believe
had to pay
so.
For a summer class, sure.
Yeah, the class was an internship.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you were paying whatever it cost for a
right.
credit at
but
the school.
But that was just the, you know, we weren't unique in that. That was just the way it was.
Yeah. But you could really say that about really starting out in many industries. If you are coming from not a strong economic starting point,
mm-hmm.
well, it's hard to work make minimum wage at the radio station,
yeah.
right? You
yeah.
know, if you count your commuting in cost and that
sure.
sort of thing.
Yeah. And I don't know what our part-time rate is right now, but I don't know if it's...
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free.
If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Above the national, I think it is above the national minimum wage, I believe, you know, because the states will determine what, you know, they'll have the whatever the national minimum wage is, and then I think the states have their own.
Yes,
as
so,
well.
So we would have to be running the New York state
correct,
minimum
which
wage,
I think
yeah.
is above the national average, but still yeah. not a lot. But you know, New York is very expensive to
yeah.
get around and to live. So,
yeah, I didn't do an internship in New York City, mainly because I was afraid to come into New York.
Mm-hmm.
And less economics. I ended up doing an internship at a radio station in Elizabeth, New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
But I would think of that too, like, you know, just the commuting into New York. It's a tough spot because you do get valuable experience doing an internship, but you are making a sacrifice of, I've got to commute in, I'm not getting paid, and is this going to be worth it for me?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so me doing the internship at a small radio station, I probably could have done more. But part of doing it in a small place, I was watering the plants.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like we would never have an intern here water plants.
No.
Paid or unpaid.
Right.
They were not watering plants.
Right. And we didn't have them get coffee.
Right.
Or move boxes or whatever. And by the way, if I did ask them to move a box, I was also moving the boxes right along with them.
Right, like give me a hand.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, it was funny though, but in other ways too, like part of my experience in the internship at this small radio station in Elizabeth was I was, you know, watering the plants. Yes, I was running down to the deli to get a sandwich for the afternoon guy. Mm-hmm. But in that time, I was interacting with the afternoon guy, who had spent a career in New York City and was on sort of this downward trend in his career. Now he's at this tiny station, Elizabeth. Mm-hmm. And there were some valuable conversations in that, you know.
Sure.
More like, please don't do this for a living
yes.
type conversations, right. which we all got.
Yeah.
Right?
I used to, well, I didn't say, please don't do this for a
living.
No,
I'm saying when you were interested.
Yes.
In this, were people telling you not
no.
to do this.
No, they did not.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, this was still the early days of FAN, and my dad really didn't know anything about the industry, although he, you know, almost fell off the chair when I told him what my first full-time salary was. So, you know, he goes, you better hope your wife makes some money. So, yeah.
What was your first full-time?
$23,000. In 1991.
So 24 grand would be $2,000 a month before
yes,
taxes. You
correct.
Were under that.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah. I remember when people were telling me not to do it, I never thought about sports talk.
Mm-hmm.
I was more like wanted to be a radio DJ.
Yeah.
So maybe that's why everyone was telling me, what are you doing? But I remember my mom and dad went to a wedding where there was a guy, I think the guy's name was Chuck Leonard, and there may have been many Chuck Leonards over the years, but there was a Chuck Leonard who I believe was working part-time at CBS FM at the time.
And this is not Mr. Leonard, although he
no.
is Mr. Leonard, not Mr. Leonard.
Wasn't Z100's Mr. Leonard. But this guy was DJing at a wedding, probably to make money on the side,
mm-hmm.
and my mom went up, oh, my son wants to be a DJ. And he gave my mom his business card with the note, do not do this for a living. I would love to find that. I must have that somewhere.
Well, what I used to tell the interns once they were here, I say, if you're going to be okay driving a 10-year-old Honda Civic, you know, then okay, this might be for you. If you want to be driving a Lexus, not so much.
Yeah, which is why I had switched to sales, because I saw all the salespeople in Tampa that would come to the radio station, they were all driving beautiful cars. Mm-hmm. I was like, what am I doing? That's not fun.
No, and I don't have whatever it is to
Me neither.
To sell. I would be terrible.
Terrible.
I would be starving.
Yeah. Yeah, there are people that are really good at that.
Yes.
And people that are really bad at that.
Yeah, I would be in the really bad category.
And I did have a guy in Tampa when I was working in sales. I was working there as a producer. Then I switched to sales. But when I was in sales, I would always be hanging out in the back where the producers were, where the on-air people were.
Yeah.
And the one guy said to me, he's like, what are you doing in sales? I said, well, I go, you can't make money doing this. He said, if you're good and you stick with it, you could.
Yeah.
Like you can make it a is living. Possible. Meanwhile, that guy I think was making really good.
Yeah.
He was on the country station, number one for a long time. You know, he probably made a really nice living.
Sure. Right. Sure. In the tail end of the glory days for jocks.
Yeah. Oh, he was probably right. That was probably right in the sweet spot. That had to be 98.
That's late. I'm talking about like the 80s with Muni and all those guys.
Yeah, those guys making a killing. Oh, man. Could you imagine just like spinning records and talking in between records? Oh, what a job.
That I might be able to handle.
What a job, Eddie. All right, let's do the warm-up show. I did all that with CeeLo.
Okay.
Tomorrow is Friday.
It is.
Ooh, and Jerry will be out again tomorrow. I'll do that with CeeLo again tomorrow.
Do you know where he is tonight?
I don't. Oh, he's... Illinois.
Oh, okay.
Illinois.
Oh, yes, the fight in Illinois.
Yes, Illinois Rutgers. All right, we'll see you tomorrow on a Friday.
See you.
So-
What's up? It's Draymond Green. I'm back for my 14th NBA season, and my podcast, The Draymond Green Show, is back too. This season, I'm breaking down games, reacting to the biggest NBA stories, and sitting down with teammates, rivals, and culture shapers. And trust me, I'm not holding back, on the court or on the mic. Two new episodes every week, new segments, big conversations, real basketball talk for the real hoop heads. Listen to and follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts. We're back, we're better, let's get it.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford, and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.